A new assessment by the Government Accountability Office reportedly says that Iraq has failed to meet almost all of the political and military goals laid out by Congress. The 18 benchmarks were designed to measure progress in Iraq. The Washington Post reports that the Iraqi government has not reached 15 of them. This is in stark contrast to a much more positive assessment of Iraq released by the White House in July. NPR's Jackie Northam has the story.
The GAO assessment reportedly paints a bleak picture of progress in Iraq, saying that the Iraqi government has failed, among other things, to push through legislation on constitutional reform, debathification, and on new oil laws, and that the number of Iraqi army units capable of performing on their own declined by almost half. The GAO report looks at the same 18 benchmarks the White House used earlier this summer. In that report, the administration measured progress using a simple satisfactory or non-satisfactory grade, with virtually no explanation as to what went into that decision. There was criticism at the time that metric was too vague. A GAO official said for its assessment, it wanted to give well-reasoned arguments for its findings with each benchmark. For example, the White House said Iraq made satisfactory progress in providing 3 trained and ready Iraqi brigades to support military operations in Baghdad. The GAO looked at the caliber of those Iraqi troops, how often they showed up for work, and whether they had strong loyalty to the militias, and reportedly came up with a completely different assessment for that benchmark than the White House. Spokesman Tony Snow suggested there could be some factual errors in the GAO's investigations, which may need remedying.
You've got a draft report that's been making its way around the Pentagon. Obviously, there are going to be people providing some factual input and some input into the report.
A Pentagon spokesman says that defense officials have provided information that hopefully convinced the GAO to change its decision on a few of the benchmarks. The Pentagon official would not say what particular benchmarks, but it's believed to be the ones concerning the levels of violence in Iraq. The GAO assessment reportedly says despite the U.S. military surge, the level of violence in Iraq remains high, especially against civilians. Michael O'Hanlon with the Brookings Institution says that's a dire assessment of the situation.
If you really have no improvement in the civilian fatality rate, no reduction in the number of attacks per day after all this effort, that's pretty close to a definitive indictment and criticism of the surge.
Still, O'Hanlon doesn't think the GAO's numbers are right and believes that the situation in Iraq is better since the U.S. began its military surge. White House spokesman Tony Snow says a report like that by the GAO doesn't give a full picture of what's happening in Iraq.
But in fact, there is significant progress, and that deserves to be noted as well, not only in terms of the context of the public debate, but in terms of responsibly assessing what has gone on with the surge and furthermore, what needs to go on to have success in Iraq.
Snow says the GAO assessment is just one of what he calls a season of reports. The National Intelligence Estimate released its report on Iraq last week. An independent commission of military officials is due to release theirs next week. Michelle Flournoy with the Center for a New American Security says the GAO falls into its own category.
The GAO is seen as being very nonpartisan and very objective. So in that sense, that is very much in their favor. That said, I think people will use that objective information through partisan filters.
Ann Flournoy says Congress may have requested the assessment from the GAO, but...
But I think in the end, it's probably going to be overshadowed by the reports from General Petraeus and Ambassador Crocker. What they're really waiting to hear from is from General Petraeus and others in the field.
The Petraeus report is due out sometime before September 15th. The GAO will officially release its assessment to Congress on Tuesday. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.